Hello again, everyone, and welcome into Tiny Biscuits, the Talking Puck podcast. I'm Tom Callahan. Follow me on Twitter at Callahan on Air, and in my Twitter bio right there, you will find the link to our Talking Puck Discord. We would love to have you be a part of that. Great conversation with great fans from all over the sport, and we appreciate you taking out the time to be a part of things and to listen to the podcast. If you like what you hear, click that subscribe button. You can find us everywhere your favorite podcasts are found. Well, you know, just when you thought we were all focused on hockey and everything seemed to be looking towards perhaps even an early start to the Stanley Cup final, accusations come out the day after the Vegas Golden Knights lost to the Dallas Stars that there was a racial comment thrown towards Ryan Reeves. The comment, which was picked up by the on-ice microphones, calls Reeves a mutt. Now, if you don't know, Ryan Reeves has a black father and a white mother. And some people have said, well, that's just someone calling someone a dog. I disagree. When you talk about a mutt as a dog, you are talking about a dog that is of different breeds. And so clearly, if you're calling a human being a mutt, you are calling them someone of different racial backgrounds. And obviously, it was meant in a derogatory manner. What concerns me about this is it's all well and good to have the narrative that the NHL is taking a stand against racism and that all sports right now are taking a stand in their own ways. And it's always different depending on the sport. But what concerns me is that we have to acknowledge, and we can't bury our head in the sand on this, we have to acknowledge that the problem is deeper than I think a lot of people are willing to admit. And I know this is a topic of conversation that goes around, and a lot of people, I think, live in denial. And they say, well, there's not a lot of racism out there. There's not a lot of problems out there. There's not. It, I think especially if it comes from someone who is not a person of color, it rings hollow with me. I don't believe that you could possibly know the depth of what is going on out there, pro athlete or not. And I think that to say, oh, well, it's a minimal problem, it's only a few bad apples, I think just dismisses almost out of hand how widespread things really are and how emboldened people have become in the last couple of years to go up against people that they don't like for whatever reason, whether it's race or religion or orientation, whatever. And I think that it's time that we, number one, recognize this is a bigger problem. And number two, we can't bury our head in the sand about it anymore. We have to say, look, this, not only do we have to say, look, this is wrong, but we have to stop accepting and tolerating the behavior that leads to this. You know, and it's not just in hockey. And this is something that came to my attention. Okay, you know, that's not what you want to hear if you're Ryan Reeves or anybody on the Vegas Golden Knights. And, you know, Reeves was talking about how he felt pretty good when all of this started because players on other teams reached out to him and wanted to have conversations. And the NHL said they had their back. But now it's just, you've got to practice what you preach. And I'm not saying the NHL could possibly be responsible for all of their players because clearly they can't. It's impossible. I don't know how you would. But you also have to acknowledge that the problem is bigger than you think. And another thing that underscores this, and this came from AZ Central, which covers the Arizona Cardinals in the National Football League, but a Baker, who is a player for the Cardinals, received several racist messages on his Instagram after a game against the San Francisco 49ers this past weekend. And I don't want to necessarily go into it, but let's just say there were several N-bombs thrown around by whoever sent these. And, you know, Baker shared them publicly, also shared them with other athletes around the NFL, and it's stoked more conversation. And even some of the booing that was going on in Kansas City in regards to the stand that the athletes or organizations had taken and their social justice positions. Look, not everybody's on the board with this. You have to understand that. And we have to realize that people are going to push back against this in their own ways, whether it's continuing to spread the hate, whether it's just simply not going along with or whatever they decide to do as far as their way to counter what's being done. But the ignorance is not going away. And I think I don't have a plan. I'll be honest with you. I think about it and I wonder, boy, how could I affect change? And it would be very difficult, even if I were an organization or a sports governing body. You can't really effect massive change right away. You have to get in there, and it's about education, it's about awareness, and I feel that people a lot of times just fear what they do not understand, what they have no knowledge of. It's easy to hate something when you don't know anything about it. Someone can just tell you, I hate that, and you can go, yeah, I hate that. I feel like that's a lot of what happens here, and it's taught. No one's born with this. We don't come out of the womb automatically assuming this is right, this is wrong. We're taught that. Obviously, it comes from somewhere. So we need to begin to teach that people are people. And until we get to that point, then we're going to see a lot more incidents of this. And at least we're at a point where these things can be brought to light. And players, although obviously made uncomfortable by the situations, have more comfort in bringing them forward. They do feel like they have more support, and that's what needs to continue to grow. And hopefully, we can continue to grow that. So that'll do it for another edition of Tiny Biscuits, the Talking Puck podcast. Thanks for joining me, everybody. And you know what? They're not all the easiest podcasts to do, and they're not the easiest topics to tackle, but I feel like we have to talk about it. And that's what I'm here for, is to engender the conversation. And I hope you join us on the Talking Puck Discord and do just that. Feel free. This is the way we're going to hash things out. We're going to have to talk about it, and we're going to have to put it out in the open. And eventually, you have to become comfortable with the fact that this is the new normal. People say, I want to get back to normal. That doesn't exist anymore. Everything that we thought we knew a year ago is gone. It is a different time now, and we have to accept that. Thanks for joining me, everybody. Very much appreciate you being here. If you like what you hear, please subscribe to the podcast, and we will talk to you on Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. on the Pacific time zone for Talking Puck TV with myself and former Avs voice Mike Haynes. Catch us on Twitch and on YouTube.